Lesson 12, The Holy Orders. Jesus, in the beginning of his public life, appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons. The book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. Like these disciples, the priests are chosen specially by Jesus. They commit themselves totally to Jesus and to serve him in the church. Jesus is the good shepherd who sacrificed his life for the sheep. He saved us through his life, death, and resurrection. Jesus entrusted the apostles this mission of continuing his sacrificial action until the end of the world. In the church, the order of holy priesthood is conferred by the bishops, the successors of the apostles, by the imposition of hands on the candidates and praying over them. A priest is specially chosen from among the people, for the people, and appointed for their service, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 1. He lives and serves in the presence of God, leading the people to God. The literal meaning of the term priest is one who is placed before. A person is ordained to priesthood to perform the duties of teaching, sanctifying, and leading in the church. The priest, through his services of preaching the gospel, administration of sacraments, and shepherding, fulfills his duties and thus teaches, sanctifies, and leads the people of God. Holy Order is a sacrament that empowers and appoints through grace the bishops, priests, and deacons to serve the people of God through preaching of the gospel, administration of sacraments, and shepherding the flock. Jesus is the eternal priest. In baptism, all of us share in his priesthood. We fulfill this priestly mission by studying the Word of God and teaching them, partaking in the sacraments, especially the Holy Mass, and leading an exemplary Christian life. We call this priesthood of all the Christian faithful common priesthood or royal priesthood. Priests are specially chosen and appointed from these priestly people to serve them. Their priesthood is known as ministerial priesthood. The important rite in the sacrament of holy orders is the imposition of hands by the bishops. The other rites of this sacrament are investing with the holy garments as a sign of appointing them to offer the holy mass, giving the Bible to preach the gospel, and anointing with oil if such a practice exists. The sacrament of holy orders is a special blessing given to the church to continue the salvific mission of Jesus. Priest persons who receive this sacrament and serve us. Let us understand the greatness and dignity of holy priesthood, respect the priest, and thank God for the blessings we receive through them. Let us also pray for vocation to priesthood. Let us pray. O Lord, bless our Pope, bishops, and priests in their attempts to lead the people of God to the glory of resurrection. Let us read the Word of God with devotion from the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 to 19. My decision: I will pray for priests daily. A Word of God to remember. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons. From the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. Let us do. Find out the names of persons given below. 1. The present Pope. 2. The present Major Archbishop of the Syro-Malabar Church. 3. the present bishop of our diocese. 4. The present vicar of our parish.